Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 Maniacs. That's right, it is Maniac Monday right here on Making8.com. And we are getting things fired up here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Got to ask you guys, what did y'all do this weekend? No PBR on Versus. Wow. Yeah, ouch. I got to tell you. I have, now, a lot of fans have misinterpreted a lot of my opinions and things like that I've said over the last couple weeks or months or years, depending on how long you've been hanging out with us, but I'm going to tell you this. This is not an opinion, this is a fact, and I'm going to set this straight right now for you fans out there. Moving sucks, and I don't want to do it no more. I'm telling you, please, golly. You know, we've spent all weekend getting stuff in storage, and we are not even probably halfway there yet. We've got all week. We're going to be leaving actually next Tuesday. We're going to be on the road next Tuesday broadcasting our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we head out to Louisiana for the summer and then hopefully on to Oklahoma by the end of, I don't know, maybe July, August time. We'll be heading out that way. So, but I got to tell you, yeah, moving officially sucks. I'm just not, I'm over it. But, hey, it's got to get done, and that's what we did most of the weekend. But I'm glad to see so many of you Making 8 Maniacs here on board here on a Monday as we get things fired up for the work week. And, hey, I'm telling you, if you guys were out at a rodeo this weekend, let us know. Tell us what you thought about it. We want to talk about it. We'll spend the rest of the week. I don't know, you know. Who knows what we've got in store for you, but it is a show for you guys to sit back, talk with us a little bit. I got to tell you, though, we are going to change our format just a little bit. I want to kind of switch things around because you guys know me. I'm not a very good multitasker, and, hey, it's Maniac Monday anyways. So, you know, we're going to kind of switch things up, let you guys have the opportunity to see what's going on. Our Cowboy Logic. Now, normally we do Cowboy Logic at the end of our shows. However, we have really been bad last week about forgetting our Cowboy Logic. I think three out of the five days, we had missed our Cowboy Logic altogether. So, we're going to do some Cowboy Logic for you at the beginning of our show. We're also going to change some things up here for you guys. This week, I'm going to kind of give you guys a question or a topic that we can kind of stay on all week long. So anytime we get a guest on our show, or if you guys have a good cowboy story you want to share with us, this is the question of the week. What is your most memorable cowboy story, rodeo story? Whether it be you are out there on the road, you know, run into something funny. I'll give you an example, and then we'll talk about it here later on in the show. But the question of the week for this week is, what is your most memorable rodeo story? You know, whether it be a truck breaks down and you got to hitchhike to get to a rodeo, or, you know, it was just something out there that happened at the rodeo. Spending time afterwards, maybe an after-party type thing. Remember, it is a family show, so we got to kind of keep things on that level. But tell us what your most memorable rodeo story is. That's the question of the week. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. Now, you don't have to call us to give us that question. You can write it down, but it's just a lot of writing there in the chat room. But we want to talk about it. We want to know what your most memorable rodeo story is. So that is the question of the week. Also, want to let you guys know that we're going to kind of tweak things. We want to see what kind of feedback we get from this, so we're going to see how it works. Starting tomorrow, we're going to give you an opportunity to call into our show. When you hear a tone out there, going to go something like this, that will be your cue to give us a call. First caller gets on the line with the little hand up when they push 1 on the phone, we will bring them on. We're going to ask you a question about today's show. Now, I wish we could tell you that we got prizes for you, and we may get some sponsors, we may get some fans that are wanting to contribute to that, and we are very open to that. So, you know, we'll get things started off starting tomorrow. So you guys make sure to pay attention to the show. If you guys are listening to the archives, make sure to be ready for it as well. But you got to be able to tune into the live show the next day. Now, we're going to do it all week long. We just kind of want to see what kind of feedback we get off of it. Hopefully, it'll be something good for us, you know, and be good for you fans. As we get some sponsors on board, that will be one of the things that we can get to contribute. We can get some things from our sponsors to help donate for these prizes. And, you know, the bigger our sponsors, the bigger the prizes, obviously. So, you know, just something to look forward to. So you guys make sure to pay attention to the show, as we are going to give you an opportunity to answer a question. Like I said, it may be at the beginning of the show, maybe towards the end of the show, but we're going to give you guys that opportunity to just, you know, see how much knowledge you have in the show material, how much you guys are paying attention. So anyhow, that is a little bit of the news updates, I guess, coming down the wire for Macon 8. Like I said, the most memorable rodeo story that you have is our question of the week. We're going to ask some of our guests that. We're going to, you know, ask anybody who basically calls the line, what is your most memorable rodeo story? Something funny. And I'll give you an example. Like I said, my most memorable rodeo story was, I got so many, though. It's kind of hard to say, you know. There are some good ones, I will tell you that. There's some that I probably can't say on air, but there are definitely some good rodeo stories that we have out there. I think, you know, a lot of them have to do with just spending time with the family, traveling with the family out there, you know, as a family to these rodeos. I remember one time I was up in Tennessee, and actually, you know, I think that would be another good one since we're on that, and here I am getting sidetracked again. But I think when I was up in Tennessee, I ended up getting turned upside down on a bull, come down, my hand was still in the rope, I got stepped on, broke my jaw. And me and the traveling partners, we all decided we were going to go out to eat to the Waffle House, because that was about the only thing open up that way. And so we went out to the Waffle House. Well, when we got down there, there was a young lady and her son out at this rodeo, or, you know, they were obviously at the rodeo, and they came out to the Waffle House, and they saw us bull riders out there, and a young lady brought her son over. He looked like he was scared to death to see about 4 or 5 different bull riders sitting there, you know, but, you know, she said he just wanted to meet the guys that were riding the bulls. So we all ended up signing. Actually, I had a glove there that had a hole in it. So we ended up signing the glove and giving it to that young kid. And, man, I'll tell you what, just see the look in his eye. He thought we were heroes after that. I mean, gave us big hugs and everything. And that was certainly a great rodeo moment that I had. But there are so many out there, you know, times traveling with my family. And we'll talk about more of them during the week. But that is the question of the week. What's your most memorable rodeo story? We want to hear about it. And I got to tell you guys, man, it has gotten downright quiet anymore in our chat rooms. I don't know what is going on. But man, it is just, I don't know if everybody's muted or if it's just because it's Monday or what the deal is. But anyways, we got Cowboy Logic for you. Our first one's actually coming at you courtesy of Miss Melanie, who I believe is still at school today. I know that our kids finish up school at the end of the week. And I think Miss Melanie out there in California is in school, but she did drop us off some Cowboy Logic for the day. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And that is so true and kind of goes along with that rodeo cowboy story. And, you know, it I think it really plays into effect. But I've also got some more cowboy logic for you. And just before we take our first break here, guys, I want to let you guys know this next one is actually courtesy of Cowboy Wisdom. And you can find them on Twitter and find some of their inspirational quotes out there. Caught this one this morning. May your day flow in the glow of your perfect health, wealth, wisdom, innovation, love, laughter, and grandeur in a picture-perfect way. So there you have it. That is our cowboy logic for you for the day. We're going to throw it at you in the early part of the show so that way we don't forget. But got to thank Miss Melanie and also got to thank Cowboy Wisdom for that. We're going to take our first break here, fans, and get you guys awake, fired up here in our chat room. Come on, guys, it's Monday. Let's get a grip with making eight. Got to tell you guys also, you know, a good friend of mine, Mr. Jay Brainer, you guys know him as the Okie Outlaw. You can find his link right there on making8.com. He's getting into Leatherworks. And, I haven't mentioned Jay in a while. Of course, we were at his house out there in Oklahoma. But Jay does some fantastic Leatherworks. You can find him on Facebook. You can get a hold of him there. I can promise you, if you send him a request, tell him that you're interested in some of the Leatherworks, he will work it out for you. So make sure to go check out jaybrainerd.com. You can find him, okieoutlaw.com, jaybrainerd.com, and you'll find him. We got a link posted on Making A, so get on over there to making8.com and find him. We're going to take our first break. When we come back here, fans, we'll get into the rodeo and bull riding action, and there's a lot to talk about. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Making8.com. No matter if your pass is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds. We got you covered. It's happening in the rodeo arena. It's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com on a Maniac Monday. And, man, I got to tell you guys, wow, interesting conversation up in our chat room. All right. Well, not quite sure what happened there, cowpokes, but hey, we got it back online. Lost service there. I'm not quite sure what happened. That's the pleasure of having good modern technology. But anyways, we are back online. Hopefully everybody still has us there. Sorry about that. But anyways, as I was saying, of course, we have Scotty the Clown in here who was hanging out with us on Friday. But we also had Rob Smets join us. Rob Smets was on his way up to, I believe, somewhere up there in, I don't know, the north. He was up there in the north at the rodeo, and I know that he had himself a good time this weekend. But one thing he mentioned on his show on Friday was that he's actually looking to get, back into the Morning Coffee with Rob Smets show. So you guys have got that to look forward to. Now, we're going to get with him this week and see if we can't get this ball rolling, as the rodeo season is in full swing. Yeah, you're right, Scotty. Thanks for that touch-up up in Michigan. And, yeah, that's where Rob was, and I know that he had a good time. It was a great rodeo event up there. And, well, shoot, hopefully they had a packed house. From what I understand, it sounds like they did. But anyways, I got to tell you, since we are in the process of moving out to Louisiana, not being out to get to these rodeos, I'm starting to get that itch. Man, you know, you can only go so many weeks, I think, without being a part of a rodeo or a bull ride. And, man, yeah, it's hurt me. You know, this weekend I actually sat back and I watched 4 different sporting events. First, on Saturday, I watched a little baseball, which I thought would be good. It was pretty competitive. Actually went into extra innings, you know, the Cubs and the Cardinals. I thought, hey, you know, that'll help give me my fix. Well, no luck there. So then we ended up watching hockey, which, of course, was Game 3, where the Canucks beat the Boston Bruins, which I was pulling for. And that was pretty exciting. It did go in to overtime. And in the first 11 seconds, the Canucks won it. I couldn't believe it. It was pretty amazing. But still, after Saturday, I'm like, oh, where's this bull riding? Where's the rodeo? You know? So I got up yesterday, watched a little bit of racing. Brad Keselowski actually won the race yesterday and came down to some fuel, you know, strategies and things like that. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Finished second. They thought he might win it because they weren't sure if Keselowski was going to, you know, actually be able to finish on his fuel. Man, I'm telling you, just not enough. So then I ended up watching a little bit of basketball last night where the Miami Heat did win by 2 points, taking a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. So I watched 4 different sporting events, and all 4 of them combined this weekend did not compare to what we get with the PBR on Versus, with the bull riding, or being out at these rodeos, or these other bull rides. So, yeah, definitely a lot going on out there, and I got to tell you, if you are not out there at these rodeos, you got to get there. You know, you're missing a lot if you're not being out there. And nothing really compares to it. You know, being around rodeos for so long, and you know, as we have, it doesn't compare, you know. But it was a good weekend, you know, to be able to sit back, just spend a lot of time with the kids. You know, my 12-year-old did help move most of our stuff that we got this weekend. As Mrs. Making 8 was working all weekend, you know, it was definitely, man, it was a family time, I can tell you, but it was a family work time as we got ready to load things up as we're heading out to Louisiana next week. So, anyhow, yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there to you guys. Obviously, if you missed the first part of our show, I did make more than just my opinion. Now, most of the things that happen on our show are, you know, most of the things that I talk about are my opinions. But one thing that I will definitely tell you guys is moving sucks. So if you can prevent it, please do at all costs. And if you can't, don't call me because I hate moving. But anyways, so yeah, we got some phone lines open. Or in the case of Miss Emily, who I believe is tuned in, according to her tweets today, her phone loons. So they're not lines, they're loons. So we do have phone loons open. If you guys want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to press 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk with us. But I got to tell you guys, some big news happening this weekend in the rodeo world. Travis and Jesse Briscoe did have a little baby girl this weekend. And 6 pounds, 2 ounces, was born at 8:05 yesterday morning, 18 inches long. And Bentley is her name. So if you guys have Travis Briscoe or Jesse on your Facebook or on your Twitter, get on over there and send them a congratulations if you haven't already. From what I understand, I've been seeing some pictures come up this morning and looks cute as a button, you know. And from what I understand, Travis actually had the opportunity to change his first diaper. So amazing. Cool stuff out there, you know. And if you guys did not get to listen to the short go yesterday with Mike Anderson, he did have Keith Ryan Cartwright on. And Keith definitely had some great topics. The show did get cut out a little bit early as they did run out of time. However, I believe you can go back and catch it on the archives in its entirety. So if you guys missed out on the live broadcast yesterday of the short go, I apologize. But it was really cool to sit back with Keith a little bit, throw some questions out there to him. And, you know, yeah, it was definitely good times. Keith did make a big prediction yesterday on who he thought was going to be the world champion, and he did not even have to think about it. I mean, this was a – Mike put him on the spot, asked him a question, and before he could even finish the sentence, Keith Ryan Cartwright put out there his prediction, Robinson Palermo. I mean, it came out faster and – you know, then them steers come out there in the tie down. He just launched it. He knew that is his pick right there to win the world. At this point in the season, now there's still a lot of bull riding left, but I thought that was a really good prediction. It's pretty solid. You know, right now Robinson Palermo has worked his way into the third slot, but that top five is so heated right now. You got 3 Brazilians there running 1, 2, and 3. You got Valderon, which everybody's going to have to get past. Silvano Alves is sitting in second, and Robinson Palermo in third. Robinson's made some huge leaps over the past couple weeks, really the last month. So I think that if he stays on that track, he's going to surpass Valderon, certainly. But then you got 2 guys that are actually related. They're actually cousins, sitting back there in 4th and 5th, and that would be Austin Meyer and LJ Jenkins. Both of those guys have run real solid this year. LJ went in a couple of events, you know, really taking it to Austin is just riding consistent. And I believe that's going to be a huge factor, you know. So, yeah, most definitely, guys. You know, that top five, but then it's more than that. You know, you've got some strongholds there sitting back there just outside. So if those guys start to struggle, or if in the unfortunate case where they take on some injuries, man, we're talking about a heated race coming into the finals, and it's going to be real exciting. So definitely want to make sure to tune in the second half of the season, which gets underway the last weekend in July, which will be in Thackerville, Oklahoma, as they added that touring event just a couple weeks ago. It's gonna be an interesting series. But one of the things that Keith also talked about was he actually just took a trip out there to North Carolina this past weekend. Now, this past week we did talk about the event up there. There were several touring pro events going on around the U.S. and even around Canada, I believe. So there was a lot of bull riding to follow along. And if you guys are on Twitter, or you guys get over to making8.com and you guys can check out the Twitter network out there, you can see some of the activities that are happening out there with the PBR. And, you know, there's a lot of fans out there that are getting out to these events, that they're posting results. You got guys like Keith Ryan Cartwright that are still heading out to some of these events. It was really nice to have him out there and to have some of the other guys that we know so well ride this weekend. But there was some huge news going on. You know, Jeff Robinson decides that he's going to retire Voodoo Child, and he retired him after this weekend. Now, I'm not sure who had the opportunity to ride him. Maybe you guys know and were able to keep up. I think in between moves and things like that and boxing up our stuff, we may have missed out on that. But I did not get to see who actually rode Voodoo Child there this past weekend. But I do know that it was a really good event. And one of the guys that we haven't had an opportunity to talk a whole lot about this season, in a positive way anyways, is JB. JB Mooney has been struggling this year on the Built Ford Tough Series, comes out and wins the event there in the Touring Pro. So was really good to see that. I was glad to see him make his comeback. While we get a chance, I'm going to actually cut everybody off and get sidetracked here because you know my multitasking skills. But Miss Donna Davis is actually on the phone line tuned in and want to send a big old shout-out to her son-in-law who's just returned home. And that is fantastic news. Really excited about that, and I know that she's happy to have her son-in-law back home safe. You know, and we think about all of the troops out there that are in that situation, and I know a lot of them are away from home, and I myself have had to do that, you know, on six-month deployment. Fortunately, mine wasn't during a time that we were in any kind of combat, but I do know that, you know, spending that time away from home is rough, but definitely want to send a shout-out to him and glad that he's back home safe right now. So, getting back down to it, yeah, JB wins. Him and Bushwhacker, of course, you know, just a couple weeks ago there in Texas, brought down the lights. I mean, they, you know, blew a fuse or something. The excitement was there. Something happened and caused the lights to go down when JB took on Bushwhacker. But, yes, JB did come out and win the event down here, had himself a really great weekend. Maybe this break will be something that he needs to get himself back on track, and we could have a big run. Now, JB, I believe, is sitting seventh right now in the standings for the, you know, for the world championship, and so the opportunity is certainly there for him to make a really strong run. But he's going to have his A game. He's going to definitely have to bring his A game. I was kind of surprised to see Voodoo Child hang it up, but. You know, in Jeff Robinson's conversations and as Keith Ryan Cartwright reported and PBRnow.com reported that, Jeff says that Voodoo Child has nothing else to prove. And so he's going to let him go out there and sit on some cows for a while and breed some young buckers. And, you know, so we're going to see a lot. And I think that we're going to see a lot of the Voodoo Child breed coming through. So, it's a good thing. I think that it's a good thing, although I know that most of us are going to miss Voodoo Child. Now, here's my question. Is Jeff Robinson going to get a Facebook page for him so we can all follow along, or a Twitter page, kind of like we see with Chicken on a Chain or, some of the other ones? Even Bushwhacker's got one out now. Are we going to see the Voodoo Child page? I'd certainly like to think so. You know, I mean, this bull has certainly accomplished a lot within the PBR and within the bull riding community. So, anyhow, just trying to check out some of the things going on in the chat room. Like I said, I want to remind you guys, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Now, if you do have a good, one of your favorite rodeo, we do want to hear about it. So make sure to give us a call. Tell us about it. We do want to hear from you. And or if you want to just put it there in the chat room, because I know most of you fans are really kind of shy and don't like to talk, or maybe you guys just enjoy hearing me talk so much that you just don't want to interrupt. And I don't know why that is, but, hey, it is what it is. So anyways, I also heard Austin Meyer was one of the Cowboys that we know. We do follow Sean Willingham, Cody Lostro. There were many up there, Reese Cates, that were up there in North Carolina. So what are the guys doing now that that big event in Asheville, North Carolina is done, that Touring Pro event? Well, I did gather that Austin Meyer is actually heading to Idaho this week for a bear hunt. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. What the heck would you do with the bear, you know? I mean, are you going to actually eat the bear meat, or are you going to use it just to make a rug, you know? Are you going to get this sucker mounted? What do you think? I'd love to hear from Austin this week, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do so and find out a little bit more about that bear hunt. I got a lot of questions for him. I mean, that's up in it, a whole new level, you know. Now, we know that he does spend a lot of time in the woods. He went elk hunting this year. He, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, shooting some deer, got some bobcats, you know, coyotes, you name it, this guy will hunt it. Went out and hit some turkeys, even went down here to the Sunshine State, pulled some turkeys out. So, yeah, but I for one have never tried bear hunting. I don't know. I don't think a gun would be strong enough, you know, going up against a bear. That's like going, you know, into a lion's den, shooting up some lions. I don't know. Yeah, interesting, though. It definitely is interesting. Definitely got to try to hear back from him this week. I'd love to find out more about the bear hunt. But what are some of the other guys doing? I know that I caught word this morning. I guess Sean Willingham is on his way out to Brazil. We know that Cord McCoy is sitting over in Australia right now. I believe Luke Snyder and Brendan Clark are heading out that way, if they're not out there already. And I do know that there's a lot of things going on out there. I know that a lot of those guys out there in the riding in the PBR Australia Cup are actually looking to make their finals. They've got several events going on this summer, so we're going to see a lot of those guys really compete, as we did last year and as we got to talk about last year. So, yeah, anyways, just trying to catch up on some of the comments here in the chat room and see what else is going on. But, yeah, it's definitely, you know, there's a lot going on right now. The summertime is hot. Brazil, PBR Canada is in full swing right now. There's a lot of events going on up there across the border, you know, with our neighbors up there. And I know that Aaron Roy and several of the other, you know, Ty Posapone, many other, and I probably mispronounced his name, but and I apologize to Ty for that. But, yeah, most definitely. There's definitely a lot of events. And if you guys are listening and you're not, you know, here in the U.S., you're listening overseas, well, shoot, hopefully you'll have an opportunity to get out to some of these events, you know. I see that Miss Hellenbeck is going to be at the Austin event in a couple weeks, and you're going to have to fill us in and let us know how things go out there and see who's going to show up, you know. I do know that we had talked with Shane Proctor earlier this year and talked about what was going to happen here during the summer break, and I know that him and Jesse are out actually hitting the rodeo trail. They're on the PRCA side of things. And folks had an opportunity to see him up there in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Also had the opportunity to see him in Hugo, Oklahoma, as they all had some PRCA events going on. There were many PRCA events, and I think I got a count coming in at like somewhere around 27, if my memory serves me correctly, 27 PRCA events that were going on this weekend, 5 PBR events going on this weekend, CBR was going on this weekend. I'm telling you, it was just amazing at how many events were going on. You know, Zebra, so many other rodeo associations. I don't think you could have spit and not hit a rodeo somewhere. I mean, really. Let's see. Yeah, I'm seeing that Scotty the Clown said that his son has actually moved into the lead in the summer series where he's riding. So, yeah, there's, you know, summertime is hot and heavy for rodeos. This is what they call Cowboy Christmas, and that's the reason why. I mean, you take a weekend like this where there's so many opportunities to go out and hit a rodeo anywhere, you know, and make some decent money. So, yeah. But anyhow, we got about 25 minutes left in our show here, fans. Looks like we're going to take another short break. But before we do, I got to remind you guys, Short Go Radio, Mike Rodeo Man. You can follow him on Twitter. You can follow his Facebook page. You can find it right there on Makin8.com. You guys make sure to get over there and check out Short Go Radio. You know, he did have a good interview yesterday with Keith Ryan Cartwright, and he's usually pretty up on getting many good guests. Guests that you guys could really relate to and maybe get to know. He also opens up his chat room usually about 30 minutes before the show, give you guys an opportunity to sit back and talk with him a little bit. But, man, we have got to get things fired up here on a Monday. We got a long week ahead of us, guys, gearing up for the weekend. So you know what? I'm going to throw a mixture at you. I'm going to throw something I haven't thrown at you guys in a long time. You guys are listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Maniac Monday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, and we are back in black, kicking things off on a Maniac Monday right here on your Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So glad that so many of you fans are actually able to tune in right here on the chat room, and want to remind you guys that, hey, you know, we got phone lines open too. If we want to get you guys out there and giving us a call, you know, That does remind me here, and that's one thing I actually didn't put in my notes that I do remember, but, you know, we're actually getting overwhelmed. I'm telling you, we are getting huge responses every day here recently on our Facebook page, friend requests. I got 3 since the show started, you know, and it seems like every day it just keeps getting more and more popular, which I am extremely thrilled about. And I want to thank all the fans out there. But you know what? Our Twitter page is dropping off the barrel. And, you know, we want to get our Twitter page up and rolling. And you know what? I know that in most cases that, you know, I think the big part about the social networking is communication. And we want to get you fans out there and involved. And if you guys are really, you know, want to do something for Macon 8 and help support Macon 8, it's not going to cost you a dime, you know. Although we do accept donations and appreciate them tremendously, you know, one of the things that we can do is have you guys out there spreading the word about Macon 8. Send some follow requests. You know, get out there and tell your friends that are following you on Twitter to follow us. You know, tag us in many of the different things that are going on with the PBR, with, you know, the CBR, any one of these rodeo associations. If you guys are retweeting them out there, tag us in them. So that way we have the opportunity to get out there. And in return, we're going to continue to keep retweeting you guys and promoting you, the fans. You know, we need fans. We need more listeners. You know, I got to tell you, though, we've got some impressive stats since the beginning of the year. Since January 1st, I actually went back today and pulled up our most recent stats that we have on our radio shows. And on average, now what I did was I got an average listener rate for our live listens as well as our archive shows. And for each month, we're up to 2,000 live listeners a month to our shows. Now, granted, I will tell you that we're putting out a lot of them. We're putting over daggone, you know, 20 of them a month, but it still says a lot about us that we're having 2,000 live listeners. We've also got 15,000 archive listeners a month. That is a lot. And, you know, but we need it to grow more. We've got, you know, we've got some pretty good foundations to send our sponsors now and hopefully get some sponsors picked up so we can continue these shows and don't have to go to work at Walmart, you know, because I'm telling you, that's where we're at. You know, we have to shut things down because our funding is so low. But I'm telling you, we're going to get things right. We're going to get things, man, just got another friend request on Facebook. It's just popping up. But, yeah, you know, it's all about Lincoln. We want to get you guys excited about what's happening. Hopefully, you know, I mean, when we first shut our shows down, we were getting all kinds of requests and all kinds of notes, people telling us that, you know, that how much they are missing our shows, you know. But the thing of it is we've got to get the notice out about them. We're back. You know, we're here. And we're rocking and rolling. And hopefully you guys are enjoying these shows. I mean, shoot, last week we had, you know, Skeeter King saw her call in. We had, Shorty Gorham call in. You know, where else can you go to hear Shorty Gorham? Where else can you go to hear Skeeter? You know, other than Short Go Radio that I've heard of, you know. But, I mean, really, you know, we have Rob Smets, who, I mean, you know, this guy is calling our show all the time. and getting ready to start up his own show right there on Making8.com, the Morning Coffee Show. You can find it on robsmets.com. You can find it on Making8.com, you know. But we really want to get you guys out there, and we want to get you guys back interacting with us. And it looks like Ms. Emily has finally jumped back here in the chat room, and I'm so glad. You know, we're excited for it that her, you know, her phone loon, phone line, well, according to Miss Emily, it is phone loon, you know, was open and available to her so she could jump on board with it. But glad to have you here in our chat room, Miss M. And but, you know, things have, I don't know, it just seems like it's different. And I don't know, I apologize if it's something that I've done to you guys, you know, but, you know, we want to get that word out there. We want to get you guys excited about rodeo and excited about what's going on. It just seems like, wow, since we've come back, everybody's a little skeptical of us, you know. We're doing this for free. We're not doing this to get paid. I wish we were, and hopefully we will here real soon, because I like what we're doing for the sport, but more importantly, I like what we're doing for you. You know, I like the fact that, you know, we're able to have guys like Shorty call into our show and have you guys interact and ask questions, you know. It's huge. But the only way we can continue to keep doing that is if we continue to keep getting your support, or your support. That's right, not your sport. I got sports on the brain because I watched a whole lot of it this weekend and still did not get my fix like I do with rodeo, you know. But, yes, we're out there. We're following along this weekend when we could about some of the tweets going on, some of the Facebook comments about some of the things that were out there. It's summertime. Time to get out there and hit these rodeos. Time to get out there and hit these bull rides. But we're going to give you guys a recap just in case you missed the first portion of our show. If you guys are tuned in right now, make sure to pay attention. If you guys are able to tune into our live broadcast during the week, we're going to continue to keep doing this. This is just going to be a test run this week. I wish we could say we're going to give out some prizes. However, I don't think we will this week, but we may be able to start getting some things together for you fans out there, where you guys can, call into our show every day. And if you guys ever follow Regis and Kathy or Regis and Kelly, shows, you know that they do that, you know, and that's kind of where we got it. I ended up seeing it. I'm not going to lie to you. I did end up seeing it on their show, and I said, man, that would be a cool idea. So we're gonna give you an opportunity. I've already got the question, and we're going to let you guys know what it is tomorrow. And, you know, it won't be anything too trivial, I don't think, you know. But, yeah, we do we want you guys to see – to stay up on your trivia with Making8.com. So we're going to open that up, and as we start getting some sponsors and as we start getting some things that we can start giving out as prizes, we're going to do so. So, I'm getting some word coming in our chat room right now that Scotty says that just hearing my sweet voice is prize enough. And, I certainly appreciate that, Scotty. You're starting to scare me. Anyways, and I did see your comment here coming in as well about trying golf to get my rodeo fixed. Golf is certainly not compared. Now, I will get out and play some golf with some beverages and go out and have a good time. I'm all about going out there and swinging a golf club, but I will not sit in front of a TV and watch it. It's just as bad as sitting back watching bowling. And I'll be honest with you, not a big hockey fan, you know, except for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I got to be a supporter of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Definitely not a basketball fan, but I will watch the, you know, NBA Finals if there's a team there interesting. I'll pull for the Orlando Magic here, you know, and kind of show my support for the local team. I'll also support the the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, I do like watching them. And, of course, they just got beat by the Dallas Mavs to move into the NBA Finals. So, but since the Heat are there, I figure I'll kind of go for the Heat. I know there's a lot of fans out there who oppose that opinion that I have that, you know, I like the Heat. But majority, I think, of the other fans are all Dallas Mavs fans. And, well, shoot,
You know, we've got a 2-1 game lead on you. So, I don't know. You know, baseball, I'll definitely pull for my Rays. But like I said, watching all of them all weekend long still did not compare to what, you know, what we get to find out or what we get to watch in the excitement, the adrenaline rush, that fix, you know. Now, I will tell you, football, that will compete. You know, that will certainly help give me my fix. But, shoot, the NFL's in a lockout. So what are we going to do, you know? College ball, I will certainly watch on Saturdays. I love my Florida Gators, you know. I've been recruited to start pulling for not the Sooners, but the Oklahoma Cowboys. So I believe we're going to kind of follow along and see how the Oklahoma Cowboys do. But, yes, definitely a huge Gator fan, always will be. Never going to take that away. You know, you can't take away the Florida teams, you know. You may take the guy out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the guy, the bottom line, you know. And this Cowboy will certainly be pulling for him. Even though we're going to be in the heart of some of our rival areas, being LSU, you know, being the New Orleans Saints, yeah, it's going to be bad times this summer sitting out there in Louisiana, watching those guys get ready and hearing about so much about those guys and not as much about the Florida Gators or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, yeah. So we're going to continue to keep pulling for our Florida team, so. And got to pull for the Heat since they are part of that Florida state, although I think they're more prone to be Cuba than they are Florida. But then again, I think all of Florida is part of Cuba. So, anyhow. Oh, wow. I'm getting some things in here, some suggestions coming in from Scotty the Clown. Something about a pepper round of golf. Whoever loses a hole has to eat a pepper. Dude, not pretty, man. I could tell you by the end of 18, I would be sicker than a dog. Yeah, that would not be good. But it does make for some interesting deals. Now, I will tell you that if you fans are out there and we're going to be out in your areas, you know, this summer or something like that, and you guys are interested in golf, or maybe you got a husband that wants to play golf, hey, we can always use a caddy. We'll get you and Mrs. Macon 8 to go out there and drive the golf carts around, and we'll go hang out. We'll go spend some time out there on the golf course. I'm looking to get out there and do that. I gotta knock the old dust. Speaking of which, I probably better pack them so I don't leave them behind when we head out there. So, yeah, we'll have golf clubs with us, man. It'll be good times. That certainly is the case there, Scotty. Great comment coming in our chat room right now. That pepper round of golf will certainly improve your motivation to play better. I could certainly agree with that. So, anyhow, you know, this would normally be the time that we throw our cowboy logic at you. And, well, shoot, today I'm actually on a roll. I remembered it. However, because we've had such, I guess you could say brain farts where we forget them so much that we're going to start doing them at the beginning of our shows. And just to give you guys a recap, obviously Miss Melanie had some good ones for us, but Cowboy Wisdom also threw one out. And we're going to kind of close up the show with it here today. Mind you guys, may your day flow in the glow of your perfect health, wealth, wisdom, innovation, love, laughter, and grandeur in a picture-perfect way. So that is your Cowboy Logic, courtesy of Cowboy Wisdom, and you can find them on Twitter. They do throw motivation, some inspirational things for the fans, and I certainly, wow. You know what? You know, now, last week we did talk about making being able to reunite with a long-lost cousin of mine. You know, a cousin that I haven't seen in gosh, probably 12 years, you know. And the bad part about it is she's always been one of my favorite cousins, and I can certainly say that because I know that she's tuned in. But she just gave me a quick message talking about the Arizona, see, I almost really messed it up, but the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, of course, as she is from Arkansas, a huge Razorback fan, I am not. That is one of those family feuds that will always happen. And, of course, being that Arkansas is in the SEC with the Florida Gators, and, of course, them being on the west side, you know, I know that there's been opportunities where we've played them in the SEC championship. We've played them throughout the seasons, and I think we may even be playing them this year. Yeah, not going to pull with the Arkansas Razorbacks because you're on your own on that one. You're flying solo. This is Gator country, and we will always be promoting the Gators. So it may be another 12 years before my cousin talks to me again, but hey, yeah, I can't pull for the Razorbacks. I just can't do it. Especially when it comes – now, come on now. When it comes to an SEC team, you cannot see me pulling for anybody but the Florida Gators. It's just not going to happen. So maybe if they moved conferences or something like that, I might give them a cheer to or a clap, you know, if they were playing a team that I really despised. But yeah, so that's the basics there. Like I said, we're going to stick with the Gators, and we're going to stick with the Oklahoma Cowboys. I see that there are a lot of the LSU deals throwing in there in our chat room, and I know that we've got some of our fans out here, and I believe I'm going to check my Twitter. Yep, see, there it is right there. I knew it was coming, Miss Donna Davis throwing out there, because I know that she is a huge Saints fan, and I know that she is a even bigger LSU fan. Just nasty. And, of course, one of our good friends, Shane Anchi, is also huge LSU fan and huge Saints fan, but that's all right. We can all agree to disagree, and I will tell you that my passion comes from where I'm from, and that's right here in the good sunshine state of Florida. Got to pull for those Florida teams. Now, I will not pull for Florida State, though, or the University of Miami, or the Miami Dolphins, but if I had to pick them against somebody else, yeah, I may end up giving them a quick round, but you won't see a Gator do that in public. Anyhow, it's going to wrap up our show here today for Maniac Monday fans. Glad that you guys are able to jump on board with us. And, hey, we'll be back at it tomorrow. Got to tell you, we got a lot of moving, got a lot of packing left this week. But, and who knows who's going to stop by. So make sure to go check out Makin8.com. We also have the news with the Makin 8 Rodeo Network Tribune is coming out, 2 editions a day. You guys can kind of keep up on what's going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding, and, well, shoot, hopefully the PBR Makin 8. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure to get a grip with Makin8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.